as obviously you're aware, Director Reese has tendered his resignation, and next week when we meet, we will then have to vote to accept the resignation. You know, we'll begin the process of setting up for an election to accept the position during the general election we've got this year in 2022. The good news is, because it is an election year, we can just throw ourselves into the ring with everybody else and not have to get polling judges. It doesn't have to come out of our pocket, things like that. So that's actually really, really positive. So there'll be affidavits of candidacy, the whole nine yards that each of us has gone through at some point. All of that will be happening again. And so once we get to that point, we'll put it out there. People will be able to do just like we've done during any other normal election year. There may even be yard signs. I don't know. But it will be run just as any election would be. It just happens to be on an on year.
The board is going to need to decide simultaneously how you want to go through an appointment process, because what's governed in the statute is not the timeline or when or how, but simply that a board only appoints a position at a regular meeting or special meeting. So anyone that gets appointed between now and the November election, they would be only seated until the election. And then someone who gets elected at the November election would be seated for the remainder of what Director Reese's term was.
And I understand that it's different than a regular election as well, because that person doesn't wait until January. They actually start immediately after the election.
That's correct. Yeah, there's, as soon as the canvassing certification is done. So I'm guessing that's a week, 2 weeks after the election,